Expat Kiwi Ray Ching is regarded as one of the world's greatest living painters of birds. His latest book is filled with paintings and drawings he's made of the manu of his homeland over the past six decades. But New Zealand bird paintings is much more than a series of stunning pictures. In it, Ray also discusses the many challenges facing the bird's survival, as well as paying tribute to many of the birds long extinct here. We have a large photo gallery of his images on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. Well, Ray lives in Wiltshire now and paints his work in a studio filled with taxidermy. Working with Ray on this new big book has been his longtime friend and agent, Jonathan Goodman, and author Jeff Norman. I spoke to them both, first asking Jonathan about a photo in the book of Ray's workspace.
It is an amazing studio in a rambling old 17th century manor house in England's West Country. Ray says it's a 17th century manor house, but I believe the origins probably go back to the 15th century.
It's filled not only with photographs, sketches and drawings that you might imagine, but a bit of taxidermy there too by the look of things.
Yes. Well, at one stage, when he lived in Lewes in Sussex, Ray did have one of the most important and prolific collections of taxidermy in the UK. He's always used taxidermy for models in his paintings.
What do you think keeps him so attached to painting and drawing birds after all of these decades? Because his enthusiasm has never waned.
The thing about Ray is that he doesn't leave the house, actually. He only paints and makes books. He's never driven. He doesn't go out to dinner. He doesn't socialise. He starts painting at 5 in the morning. And, you know, he's still painting at 8 at night. That's just what he lives for. He basically lives for painting.
Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. What's his association still with Aotearoa New Zealand? I mean, he still clearly has a strong affection for his birthplace.
Although he's lived in the UK for 50 years, he is so much a New Zealander still. And he still has a New Zealand accent. He adores New Zealand and he adores our fauna and flora. And that comes out in the paintings, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. And actually in the words too, because there's quite a plea here for our endangered species, the ones, the chapters,
yes,
on those birds, and we have so many, of course,
yes,
where he is making a very strong argument that,
yes,
they must be saved.
Yeah, and of course our extinct species as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first image is of the huia, which to me is one of the most heartbreaking chapters in the book. Wouldn't our country be richer to have the huia still here?
Yes, and the giant eagle, the South Island giant eagle as well, that could, you know, pick up a heifer. They were so big and strong. He's painted them as well.
Jeff, I want to bring you in here. I mean, looking through the collection, we have some early work. I mean, we have work, I think, representing all of the decades, the most recent being, as far as I could tell, the Kōkako. So we have a 2020 painting of his here. I mean, he's painted our birds often. What made this the right time for him to produce a really comprehensive book of images and text about New Zealand's birds?
I've met him over in the UK 3 or 4 years ago when I was researching a book of my own and visited him at his studio. And I've done a couple of books with him since then. But it was his decision, I think, to do a book on New Zealand birds. As Jonathan was saying, he's still got this incredibly close connection to New Zealand. And certainly one of the things that hit me when I went to his studio was just about every book that's published in New Zealand on natural history or sort of non-fiction book, he seems to be an avid subscriber, you know, and so he's got the latest kind of literature and everything there, and combined with this amazing kind of historic interest and knowledge, yeah, it is a very personal thing with him, I think.
Jonathan, that research that he's done into the statistics behind the species, do you get a sense, I mean, for some over those 50 years their fortunes have not been good, you know, they're more endangered than they were. Some species, the numbers are actually up a bit. Takahe and the kakapo, for example, very slowly climbing, but climbing, still in the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, is this part of what he cares about.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, we must remember the Kiwi with that. This book, Jeff will tell you, I think has 14 illustrations of Kiwis in it.
In fact, most of them are from a book that he did about, 20 years ago, which was devoted entirely to Kiwi.
It's a book that I have, actually, and it's a beautiful thing. Jeff, I did notice in this, and going back to the kōkako, there's an image also from 2011 where there are two kōkako, one holding a paintbrush and one holding a can of paint. Quite delightful and unusual from his really photorealistic early style. And there's another one later with the kākāpō with sheet music. At one stage, he was experimenting or being really playful with his work?
Yeah, I think I can answer that one, really, because the huia and the kōkako of old, the one you're talking about with the paintbrush, is one of his first fables paintings. And that was number 10 in the Aesop's fable. There's a moral to it and a story, which is quite delightful. And that whole series, they were all a different Aesop's fable with, instead of European fauna and flora, like in the original Aesop's fables, they were all converted to New Zealand fauna and flora.
I mean, I'm assuming he is these days working, and has for a long time, working from photographs?
No. The lovely thing about Ray is that he has the most amazing retentive memory. And if he drew a sparrow 50 years ago, he would paint it 10 times life size now, just from his memory.
You're kidding me, really?
Nothing is painted from photographs. They're actually painted from either models or taxidermy or from his memory. Not only does he have this fantastic memory for birds that he sketched or painted 50 years ago, but he has this memory for stories and people.
Jeff, another thing that strikes me, and I imagine I'm guessing he's doing this from memory too, is that the detail that he puts into the habitat, because the habitat is incredibly important too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And actually, the background to the paintings is very rapidly painted. The detail is actually in the bird or the subject itself, but the execution of the background is very rapid.
Jeff, as you're looking through the collection now, what are some of the images that strike you most? Now, knowing him, knowing his love, and yourself, of course, knowing our flora and fauna so well, are there a couple of images here that you keep going back to?
There's one very personal one for me, is when I was working on one of Ray's books a couple of years ago, he brought up the subject of how much he should pay me. I thought I'd be very cheeky, and I said to him, well, what about a painting? And he offered me one that Jonathan actually had, and I was even more cheeky and went back to him and said, well, in fact, the kōkako is my bird. Do you have any old sketches of a kōkako? And a couple of months later, this beautiful framed oil painting of a pair of kōkako turned up at my place. That's the painting that's on the cover of the book.
Same question for, and it's, I know it's a hard one, Jonathan, but what about for you from this collection? I know most of the images are gathered from the decades and perhaps other books and exhibitions, but as a whole, what's one of the images that you most love?
Well, there's no doubt about it, actually. My favourite is the North Island brown kiwis fighting. And one of the kiwis is flying through the air, having been kicked by the big kiwi. Feathers are flying everywhere. The poor little kiwi in the air has got his eyes firmly closed. And it's not only the life of a kiwi, but it's highly amusing. It's a fantastic painting.
I see here we have gouache, we have watercolour, we have pencil sketches and oils. What's his primary artistic medium at the moment? I'm thinking oils, perhaps?
Yes, at the moment it's oils. Of course, he started in 1969 when he went to England to illustrate the Reader's Digest book of British birds, which really set him on his path. Those were all watercolours. And they were probably watercolours from 69 to 74. And then he started painting in oils.
Jeff, for you, you know, having worked with Ray on this, and we started by saying what a personal project, an important project it is to him. I mean, how significant do you think this book is? We've got lots of books about our birds. This is something just that little bit different, I think.
Yeah, it seems to have a kind of a character of its own, really, quite apart from the subject. I also think that it's Ray, because he's been out of the country for so long, there's possibly, you know, one or two generations of New Zealanders who are not as aware of him as they should be. And I think this is a wonderful opportunity to, you know, to bring him back home, really.
His style strikes me as having changed a little bit too. I mean, I've got one of his early books, which was, I use the word photorealism. It's not quite that, but it's very detailed. And it seems to me that his painting has, if I use the word, loosened up a little bit, very distinctive, but not necessarily as detailed. Would you agree, Jonathan?
Yes. Would your book be one of the earlier ones of the
very probably 30 years ago? Yeah.
Yes, the very big one. Yes. Well, they were mainly watercolor, weren't they? Yeah. I think you'll find his style is loosened up in oils, which you don't paint quite as finely as watercolors anyway.
Does he? This is the hardest question, I'm sure. Does he have a favourite New Zealand bird? I mean, I'm thinking the kiwi simply, as you say, because he brought out that magnificent book some years ago when he was very focused on the kiwi. I'm not sure if he talks about favourites, but can you do you get a sense?
I think it might be the huia, actually. He's very interested in the huia and the whole history, and he knows so much about it as well. And I know some of his more recent works he's been working on huia paintings.
Yes, I will tend toward kiwis personally. I think we should both ask him when we see him next. But yes, you're right. Yes, probably about huia. Huia and kiwis, one or the other.
Jeff, I mentioned before the text that Ray has written alongside the illustrations and the research that's gone into it. I'm not sure if you were helping him with that in terms of later statistics, but my goodness, his dedication to research, historical research and current understandings about behaviour and population size, that sort of thing, it's phenomenal.
A lot of that came from the book that he did in the late 80s on New Zealand birds. And so I did go through that a bit. And in fact, with the assistance of Colin Muskelly from Te Papa, we went through and we tried to bring it up to date as much as we could. And the other thing, I think, with Ray's writing, he's very aware of the, I guess, the history of ornithological writing in New Zealand. And so he refers back to all of these books by people like Guthrie Smith and so on. And it's so nice to sort of see their words, you know, alongside Ray's pictures. And he knows so much about their writings and so on as well.
He's friends with Sir David Attenborough. That does not surprise me at all, actually.
Yes, he painted the most amazing cover for Sir David's recent book on the Birds of Paradise. And I think Sir David actually thought that Ray was just going to paint a bird of paradise sitting on a tree branch. But Ray being Ray, he researched how the birds of paradise actually first came into Britain in the early 1800s. And he went up to the British Museum, and he was the only non-curator of the British Museum to be allowed to handle those beautiful, valuable bird skins that they have. And he sketched them and made notes on colours, and then went back and he painted an allegory of the preserved skins that were discovered by Alfred Wallace arriving in the UK in a hammock held by two juvenile herons surrounded by Western European native birds. It's the most incredible work, and it's 6 feet by 8 feet.
Jonathan Goodman and Jeff Norman, New Zealand Bird Paintings by Ray Ching, is published by Potten and Burton.